We are learning Maseches Bava Kamma, Daf Nun Hey Amud Aleph, and we are starting two lines from the bottom of Daf Nun Dalar Amud Beis. Shol Rav Chanina ben Ogil es Rav Chia ba Abba. Vepnei ma bedibros harishoynos loynem ba'abahem toiv. In the first Aseres Dibros, which is in Parashas Yisroi, it doesn't say toiv. We're talking about Kibra Ve'aim there, and the Pasuk says, Kabiris Avicha Ve'simecha, L'man yarichun yomecha al hadoma asher Hashem alakecha nois loch. It doesn't say l'man yitav. It doesn't say toiv. With Dibros Achroinois, which is in Parashat Veschanon, Nema b'em toiv. It says there toiv. It says kabiris avicha v'esimecha kasher tzivcha Hashem alakecha l'man yarichun yomecha l'man yitav loch al hadoma asher Hashem alakecha nois loch. So it says l'man yitav loch. So the question was that he asked Rav Chanina, asked Rav Chia bar Abba, that why in the first Aseres Dibros says toiv. In the second Aseres Dibros, it doesn't say toiv. Omaloi, so Rav Chia answers, you know, Achat Asherleini Lama, Nema Bam Toiv. You asked me already, like, what's the difference? Why doesn't it say toiv in the second one? Why in the first one? Shaleini Im Nema Bam Toiv. Ask me if it says toiv. Im Lav. Sha'ini Yedea Im Nema Bam Toiv Im Lav. I don't even know what the Psukim say exactly. You asked me what the Pshat is? Now, just to stop over there, it's Gemara Shtikal Pella. Because it sounds like they didn't know the Psukim. How could we just think they didn't know the Psukim? So already all the Achorinim talk about this. I can read you a little bit the Maritz Chayis, when he asked the Kasha, at least he goes into the whole Shtikal Torah for the Torah. The Gemara needs an explanation, a Pisoid. But it says over here, Hatmiya Atsuma Ma'oid, Dr. Maritz Chayis, V'chil Yoda Rav Chia Ba'aba, Ki B'dibros Achorinis Nema L'man Yitav Loch, V'loi V'rishoinois, V'ayim Pnei Yeshua Kan Shehirch, V'zeh, and when you're a league, it was the whole stick of Torah. Oh, exactly what it means. But Pasuk Shalom Gemara is saying is, he says, I don't even know, he asked me already to tell you a pshat, I'm not even sure if it says Torah or not. Klach etz Rav Tancha bar Chaneloi, shay rogel etz Pshuv ben Levi. Why don't you go to Rav Tancham, who is rogel, he used to hang out as a Talmud by Pshuv ben Levi. Shay baki by Gadda. He was baki by Gadda. Maybe he will have pshat for you. Ozul Gabe. So Rav Chanina went to Rav Tanchum to find out if he has pshat. Amalevi menu lo shemati. I didn't hear a pshat from Shmuel Levi. Elakach amal Yishmuel bar Nachum achi imoy shor Rav Acha bar Rav Chanina. But I'll tell you what, Shmuel bar Nachum told me pshat. Shmuel Nachum was who? He was the uncle of Rav Acha bar Rav Chanina. But I'm lo avi imoy shor Rav Chanina. Some say he was the grandfather. So he said I heard a pshat from him. Pshat is like this. Hoy v'soif on l'shtaber, because we know that we assume that the second Luchos is the Veschanon. We know this first Luchos, that Moshe Rabbeinu threw down the mountain when he saw the eagle and he broke it. And then he went back up on Yom Kippur, before Yom Kippur, 40 days before Yom Kippur, and he came down Yom Kippur with the second Luchos. The Psukim Veschanon is the second Luchos. So he says the first Luchos, Ha'il V'Soif and L'Shtaber, it didn't say the word Toiv. But the second one that is here forever, that it says Toiv. Break the Gemara. What's the difference between a break? What's the difference? Rav Ashi, Chas v'Shalom Posku Toiv Yisrael. It will be like a simon that Toiva will stop from Klal Yisrael if you break the one that says Toiv. So therefore, Akash Baruch Hu knew that it was going to be broken. He didn't put Toiv in the first Luchos. Again, the Gemaras have Pshatim al Pisoi. The Maral has a Pshat here. We're learning Pasuk Pshat in the Gemara. Someone sees a letter tes in his dream. Simon yafaloy. It's a good simon. My time. Because maybe it refers to toiv, which starts with a tes, which means good. Ema, the tes starts with something else. Which is a lotion of destroying a city. We have to sweep it with a broom. So maybe it's referring to a broom, which is not a good sign. So tomorrow, chates kamrinon. You only saw one test in your dream, and those words have two tests. For the Gemara, Eima is referring to this pasuk, a pasuk in Eicha. It says, "Tumasa bishuleha loy zachra acharisa," which is talking about in Eicha about the Klal Yisrael's tsaris and Yerushalayim's tsaris in time of the Churban. So maybe it's referring to that. That test of that. Why is it seven toiv? So the Gemara, test base coming on. He saw a test and a base in his dream. For the Gemara, Eima. Tovu ba'aretz she'areha. It's also a pasuk in Eicha. It says that the walls sunk into the ground. Ela ha'ilu pasuk adivim shah. The reason why, if you see a letter tes, it's a good sign, is because you always look in the Torah, what's the first time the letter tes is mentioned in the Torah. When do you have first the letter Tes? So Elam, it's in Pasuk Dalet. It says Elo Hoyle Pasuk by Akasul V'Toyv Atchilas. Rishis Ad V'Yarah Lekim Es Arki Toyv. The fourth Pasuk in the Torah is the first time we have the letter Tes. And what is it referring to? Their Toyv. V'Yarah Lekim Es Arki Toyv. Like Siv Tes. Until from beginning until the word Toyv does not say Tes. So therefore, if you see a test, it's a good sign, because it's the first time it says it in the Torah, the test. You see the word hesped in your dream. What it means is, chasu olav min hashamayim padua. It means, it stands for the word hesped, you know, has, sometimes chas, so that's chas, lashon rachmanis, and pad is padu. So it's a sign that they had rachmanis min hashamayim and they redeemed you. V'hani mili b'ksava. That is, dafka, if you see it b'ksav, not an actual hesped. If you see an actual hesped, maybe that's not a good thing. But you see the word hesped b'ksava, there you kvat haichu, that means chosu min hashemayim padua. Zog t'mar avayt, it says in our Mishnah, v'chein chaya v'oiv kiyotz bem, and it refers to all the things we have in our Mishnah, including kilayim, and prika, chasima. So all the animals, and chayas, and oifos are all included, and birds are all included in this issa. Amr Rav Shlakish, from this Mishnah, Kan Shana Revi, Tarnagol Tavos Pesyoni, Kilayim Zevizev. That a chicken and different type of slav, different type of birds, are Kilayim Zevizev. So you see from here, this is the Makar, that the Oifas are Kilayim Zevizev. Tavos Pesyoni are two type of slav, two type of birds. Some say Tavos is a peacock, but they're different type of birds. It's Pasha, the different type of birds, and our Mishnah says it's Klein, what's the Chiddush? Amrav Chaviva, Mishum, the Rabu Bahadi Adadi. Because these three birds actually grow up together, which means, like Rashi says in Sechel Shabbos, the Gedom Zeh Eitzel Zeh, they're cultivated together. Some say it's because they can have offspring together. So you would think, Ma'od Tema Min Chadu, it's called one Min. It's called one species, Kamash one, no, consider two, and there's a problem of Kalayim. Omer Shmuel, Avaz v'Avaz Abar. Avaz is the type of duck. So you have a duck and a wild duck. Kalayim Zevazeh. That's considered Kalayim, even though they're both the type of ducks. But L'maisa, they're Kalayim Zevazeh. Mask of Law, Rav Baruch Hanan, my timer, why are they considered two different minim? Why are they considered two different species? They're both ducks. My timer, Ilim Shum, the High Orach Kuei. This one has a long beak. This one is a short beak. Elamiyati, and tell me also a gamla parsa, a parsi gamla, the gamla taya, and an Arab type of species of camel. You can tell me that deer climbs ever there. Why? What would be the difference? The ayam kue, one has a thicker neck, by cotton kue, one has a bigger neck than the other one. So you tell me that's called kalayim because he has a bigger neck and less neck. Here is a longer beak, it makes a different min. How can I have a kalayim zevizeh? You tell me by camels also. There's different type of camels. The camels that you see in Saudi Arabia are not exact camels like in Egypt. They're different, a little different, a little shorter necks. So you tell me there it's kalayim? Elam abaya. Taidivim shat. Why? By the duck, the avaz, the avaz abar, situr v'minim. Elam abaya, zeh beitzim mchutz, v'zeh beitzim mfnim. You talk about the zachar over here, but the zachar, the beitzeh has zachrus. By a avazabar, it's b'machutz. By the wild duck, it's from the outside. And by the regular duck, it's on the inside. And the next one, the Abba gives an afghim by the nekeva. Rapapa, ha'tu'una chada b'yasa v'shichla, v'ha'tu'una kama b'yasa v'shichla. A difference is, also, is by the nekeva. That a avazbar, which is the wild duck, only carries one egg at a time. And once it gives birth to that egg, it then has another one. But the other one, the regular duck, can have a bunch of eggs at a time. So that's nafkamina between these two, and therefore they are kalayim zevizet. Omar Yirmiyam Rishlakish. Hamrabiyash ne minim shibiyam loiker. If someone is mates, two different species of fish, the loch is they get malchus. The loch is you get a person gets malchus for that. It's isser kalayim even by fish. My time, what's the reason? Now remember, our Mishnah didn't say fish. Our Mishnah said chaya and oifes. Now we're seeing a bigger chiddush. That even by fish, there's a lav of kalayim. My time, Asya limineyu. We learn out limineyu. It says by the fish in the Torah, in Parash Bereshis, v'yivra alikim es tatanini magadoylim, v'ez kol nefesh chaya remesu es asher shorzu ha'mayim, limineyhem. But kol oif kolav liminei. It's in that pasuk liminehem, and it says by behemo also liminehum. And we learn now just like a behemo is a kalayim. Same thing. There's an iser kalayim by fish liminei limineu. That there's an iser kalayim. Now that's talking about mating together. Now the Gemara also, we'll see in the next Gemara, assumes that not only is there an iser to mate them together, this is a kalayim harva, there's also an iser kalayim by doing work with them together, which really you would have to figure out how do you know that drasha. Tosfos talks about that. Tosfos the Masechta Hamanig, which was going on next Gemara, says from time of the mashma pshita like the shnei minim shviya mechayiv the ichayiv for being manning them together. V'holibineo gavi havav v'akovaksev loy gavi zriya v'anhaga. That's Tosfos kasha, and Tosfos answers that he has mahalach for the second terrace. He's learning from Shabbos. Al kaponim look there. See Tosfos. But back to Gemara. So we said limineo meo teaches us there is the isra havav by fish. Boy rachava. Rachava had a question like this. What about if you're hamanig be'izov v'shibuto mahu, you have, take a goat, and a fish, and you plow them together. Rashi says, kosher koroin, other than if you plow, hinnig also, it slaps a wagon together. So Rashi, kosher koroin le'ez v'dag, you tied a wagon to a ez, to a goat, and a fish, zetzaf alamayim, this one's floating on the water, on the beach. So you have here a picture of this. There's a wagon that's going on the beach, and in front of it, there's a goat schlepping it, together with a fish. I don't know why I picked the A's and not a shar, or like a horse. The Torah says, I guess, it's easier for the A's to get closer to the water, to be next to the fish. It would be harder for a bigger animal to go into the beach so close to the water. I guess that's the pshat. Akapanim, the shal is, someone was manning, be easy to shibut, I'm out, shoot this type of fish. Since the goat doesn't go into the water and the fish doesn't go on the yabasha, that's nothing. It's not called being manig together. Right now, they're being manig together. They're schlepping it together. So is the iser of kalayim. Again, we spoke from Tosfos before from here that two fish would have a problem of kalayim of hanaga. Would have. Just that here, inshallah, just a fish together with an ace. What's the halacha? What's more shaila? Mask Ravina El Miato, he holds a shaila. El Miato chibur chita v'sayir biyada. Let's just take a chita and a sayir biyada, which is klais rum, a seed of wheat and barley together in your hand. V'zera chita v'aretz v'sayir v'chosaretz. You planted one chita in Eretz Yisrael and the sayir right on the border in Chosaretz. Hachin nami demechayev. You think it'd be chayev over there? Somewhere it says, Amri Hachi Ashta, Hosom, Eretz Mokum Chiyuva. Eretz Yisrael is Mokum Chiyiv Kalayim. We know in Chutz La'aretz, there's no Chiyiv the Raisa of Kalayis Roim. There might even be Mutab the Rabbanon. But there's no Chiyiv, there's definitely no Chiyiv the Raisa of Kalayis Roim in Chutz La'aretz. So there, since Eretz Mokum Chiyuva, and Chutz La'aretz Lord Mokum Chiyuva, so there it's partially not Machayiv because you're planting it in not a Mokum Chiyuva. Here they're both chiyuva. We're just clearing if that's called being manic together, because since one of them cannot go here and one can, the A's can't go in the water, and the fish can't go on the land, maybe it's not going manic together, and that's the Gemara Shaila. That's still a Shaila. The question just by Bechita, sorry, it's Pasha, because there the other part's not a Makum Chiyuva. That's why there it's Pasha, you're not Chayiv for Klai Zrom. But here, where they're being manic together, the only Shaila is that each behema can't go into other place. Each type of animal or being couldn't go to other place. There, that's the shaila, and more stays with a shaila. Hadron aloch shor shenogach es hapara b'li nedah.